Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson.
Hello, and welcome back to the Path to Profit podcast, where we talk about what it takes to get on the path to profit and stay there. And we love interviewing other creative entrepreneurs about their journey, what's going on in their business, and what's really important and impactful to them right now, which makes me extra excited to have my dear friend, Jill Lublin, on with us as our guest today. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Super excited. And so Jill has a brand new book out called The Profit of Kindness. So our quote today actually comes from her book, and it's one that she shared by Rick Warren. And Rick Warren wrote, "When you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you'll never get back. Your time is your life. That is why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time." And again, that's by Rick Warren from Jill's book, The Profit of Kindness.
That's a cool quote.
It's an awesome kindness. And if you're listening on iTunes, you can't see it, but Jill's holding up her beautiful cover, which is this gorgeous blue and red. I love the colors. Encourage you to go right now to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and buy your copy today. So she's still in the middle of her launch. She's reached bestseller in four categories, you said?
Four categories.
Yeah.
Number one.
Super awesome. But we're thrilled to have you. Brad's going to share a little bit about Jill's bio, and then we're going to dive right into our conversation.
Good stuff. Okay, a little bit about Jill. Jill Lublin is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. Kindness, I love. That's great. She is the author of four best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and co-author of Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. Her latest book, Profit of Kindness, that's P-R-O-F-I-T, Profit of Kindness, is published by Career Press. Jill is a master strategist on how to position your business for more profitability and more visibility in the marketplace. She is CEO of a strategic consulting firm and has over 20 years experience working with over 100,000 people plus national and international media. Jill teaches publicity crash courses as both live events and live webinars and consults and speaks all over the world. And we'll show you more about where you can get in contact with her later and in the show notes. Welcome again, Jill.
Thank you so much. It's delightful to be here with you too.
And I'll just give an extra plug. I recently had the opportunity to attend Jill's publicity crash course, finally. So excited to be there. If you have any kind of a business and are looking to get the word out, I highly recommend this course. It's one of the most masterful and affordable trainings on PR that I've ever attended. And remember, I owned a media company for 11 years. I know how important PR is, and I know how daunting it can feel to reach out and connect with the media. So highly, highly encourage people to take your course, Jill. It was fabulous.
Thank you for that, Manette. I appreciate it.
So I have a question right off the bat. Why is kindness important, Jill? Why would we want to profit from kindness? I mean, what does kindness have to do with where we are in America right now?
That's like three questions.
That's three questions, right?
And a lot of sarcasm, if you didn't pick up.
And kindness has everything to do with where we're at today. You know, we call ourselves the United States of America, and I feel like we're incredibly divided. We have a lot of hate crimes going on, disrespect. I think kindness is the new respect. In other words, you can have differing opinions of what you believe. That's okay. But we need kindness more than ever, especially with everything that's been going on in our country and in the world. And kindness is the kind of thing that permeates, when it permeates a culture, helps our country grow, helps our business grow, helps us grow individually. What could be argued about that? I think we all know that when you meet someone that's kind, it surpasses anything, religion, belief, business. You know, it's like that's what is great in everyday life.
Yeah, it's so true. I love that. And I think that was a perfect lead-in to your book is actually a business book. And even though it's so timely and so impactful and great tips and strategies for any area of your life, why in business right now do we need this book?
So here's what's interesting, though. I know it's a business book. And in my first launch week, I was on two Fox News shows. You know why? Because we need kindness in life. Yes. It's not just in business. But so I thought that was really interesting. The timing of this has been so impeccable based on what's happening in the world. And yes, it's a business book, but what I would say, it's for everybody. And did we find out what kindness does in business? Absolutely. Lots of research, focus, and what it actually does for your business, for your customers, and to help you maintain a profitable business. You know, we never do kindness for profit, but let me just say, those who are more kind tend to be more profitable, more happy, in better relationships, more in love with their life, with themselves. They're nicer to their spouse and families. It just goes all across the board. And so to me, that's great results. And it has great results in your business.
It's so funny, you know, for years, especially when I first started my publishing company, and every Friday morning I would go to the Plano Chamber of Commerce meeting, or went to lots and lots of networking over the years. But Brad would always say, don't forget to be nice. And I would always respond, I'm always nice, you know, but it's so true that when you walk out the door from that perspective of just be nice, and it's different than leading with service, which a lot of people talk about the power of servant leadership as well. But I love the focus on just being kind. And I know you have this really fun thing called ROK that you talk about in the book. Would you share a little bit about what ROK is?
Sure. Well, you know, everyone wants ROI, and that's important too, a return on investment. But with Profit of Kindness, what we did was we created a new formula called ROK, and it's like about putting your rocks, you know, under your foundation, right? You have to have a strong foundation. So we have return on kindness, which is what ROK stands for, and you can measure it through a sevenfold pathway to kindness. And then we create lots of words that are related to that, and those are your rocks. That's the path you walk on that creates kindness. And of course, in business, you can actually measure that. And that's a good thing.
Yes, because what you measure grows, for sure.
Absolutely.
So I love that idea of measuring it. So say a little bit more. You've got me really curious, as you know, we tend to practice a lot of Buddhism. And as soon as you
said that. Yeah, this sounds like something right out of one of my Buddhist texts.
To kindness, I immediately went to the Eightfold Path in Buddhism. I don't know if there's any alignment there, but share a little bit more about the seven pathways to kindness.
Well, you know, it is interesting because as I was rereading the book, I thought, well, there are some Buddhist tactics in here. I'm not actually Buddhist, but I believe in, frankly, every religion as long as it's about love. And what I really know about that is the Dalai Lama, one of our world's great leaders, by the way, said his religion is kindness. Isn't that interesting? That's probably why you're seeing some of the familiarity in there. But like some of the return on kindness rocks include generosity. You know, we all know what generosity does in business when you're generous to your customers, your clients. How about flexibility? I remember, you know, I do a lot of PR consulting, and one of my consulting clients had her session last week. She got on the session, and I could tell she was a little stressed. She was in the middle of her bookkeeping wildness, and, you know, I just went, you know, why don't we reschedule? She goes, really? You won't charge me for that? Because my contract does say you are charged if you miss a session. I am not saying like have no policies. Of course you need policies and you need procedures, but you also need flexibility. And so I think flexibility with our, again, our customers, what we found in major companies is having flex time, allowing for family issues to happen, allowing for people's personal life that they can handle what they need to handle is really important. So flexibility is really key. And that leads also to compassion. And another interesting ROK, return on kindness, very important. You know, again, it leads to what do people really need? Here's an interesting story. Panera Bread, you've heard of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big company, highly profitable. In New Hampshire, small little town, a young man called in to a woman at the front, who, by the way, was a minimum wage worker, not even the management. And he said, my grandmother is very sick and she really wants your clam chowder soup. Do you have any? Well, it was Tuesday. Clam chowder's only served on Friday. And that's what the woman told him who answered the phone. And he explained that, you know, his grandmother was close to dying, very sick. And she took a moment and she said, you know what? I'm going to go make some clam chowder.
Aww.
And she went and made clam chowder. She went, made clam chowder, served it to this young man who served it to his grandmother, who, of course, was very happy. That story, you want to talk about great publicity. That story, 250,000 viral hits, wow. Panera Bread. Do you think their publicity served them in being compassionate, in being flexible, in being kind? And what's so wonderful, here we are, you know, a couple years later, still talking about it.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, return on kindness. That's powerful.
I'm so aligned with this. This is really great. You know what it reminds me of is in the country of Bhutan, which is apparently just a phenomenally beautiful place and a largely Buddhist culture. They're the only place in the world that measures their gross national happiness. And this is right along those same lines where you're measuring return on something that's, I guess, subjective, right? Mm-hmm. Kindness in this case.
Well, it actually isn't subjective because here's what's interesting. If you measure how much it costs to replace an employee, instead of being kind to them, being flexible, being compassionate, being patient, all the things we measure for kindness, actually, it's interesting. When I was on Fox News, the reporter said to me, she goes, you know, I better be happy here because they are kind to me. And you know, to replace me would cost them $300,000.
Wow.
On air, she said that.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm talking about is the replacement cost. The team loss is incredible in terms of the money, right? So it does measure. And although it's a soft term, it also has hard measurements, which I think is really important.
I appreciate that. You know, one of the stories, one of my favorite books is Tony Hsieh's Delivering Happiness. And he talks about some of the hiring practices at Zappos. And I think one of the things that really struck with me around this topic of kindness was that if someone came to an interview and they took the bus, you know, they had a driver that would pick them up and deliver them from the airport to the Zappos campus. If the person was rude to the bus driver, they would not be hired. They would still spend the day, go through the interview process, but at the end of the day, they would be told no thanks. Like that kindness had to begin with something as simple as that. And I think it's something, even in our family, we try to model for our kids, being nice to everybody everywhere. Every clerk, every janitor, every person walking down the street, everyone that helps you, right? It's just, it's not that complicated to just say thank you and be nice. So Jill, I'm curious, why the need for this book? Because I don't see people actually being kind all the time.
Right. And so even more the need for this book. I mean, what we're seeing in companies is a lot of bullying, which is very unkind, a lot of team ineffectiveness, which of course is incredibly, that's what affects the bottom line. So why the need for this book? I think more than ever. And interestingly enough, the timing after a really tough election with a lot of mudslinging and a lot of upset, the world is in a bit of a chaotic place.
Yeah.
And I think more than ever, we need an anchor of kindness, of respect, of to each other and between each other, to our clients, to our customers, to those who are prospects. And, you know, as a publicity person, what I know is that kindness leads to better publicity, better companies. And we do it because it's the right thing to do. It is what you teach your children. It is the golden rule, do unto others as we want done unto us. You know, that is our basis that we've unfortunately a little bit lost. And funny enough, in all the connection that we all have to our phones and all our technology, is we've become very disconnected. And interestingly enough, one of the rocks, return on kindness, is connection, to be connected to each other and to feel that connection. Like the young man from the Panera company story has felt very connected to that minimum wage worker who, by the way, became a manager, who, mm-hmm. you know, again, that publicity story went viral and really impacted revenues for Panera all the way along.
I think it's funny because this came up in a recent podcast as it related to ideal client and wanting our need mm-hmm. to have people see part of themselves in us when we're trying to connect with an ideal client. And so in this case, people find it easy, people that are kind find it easy to connect with Panera Bread because they say, oh, they're kind as well. And so, you know, folks that have an ideal client profile or avatar worksheet that they work with, maybe you should write down kind. This person is kind as well.
Please do. Well, you know, what's interesting, if you watch company trends, Honda, the car company, is doing kindness commercials. McDonald's ran a Pay It With Lovin' campaign where a hug actually worked instead of money. I love that, right? Kleenex was passing out literally Kleenex to give to our family and friends for free. These are all stories from Prophet of Kindness. Hyatt Hotels was authorizing their managers to pick up bar tabs and spa treatments for their guests as a surprise, as a kind surprise. I only wish I'd been there at that moment.
I love that. I used to, the realtor helped us sell our house in Texas and was one of our good friends, Cheryl Webb. I always loved her commercial when she'd stand up at networking to do her 30-second commercial. She would always say, I only work with nice people. And everybody would laugh, but it was so memorable. And you would never consider referring someone to her that wasn't nice. And she was nice. She was one of the nicest women that I know, you know. So just, I love the focus on claiming kindness as a practice, which is really what I hear you saying, is being very intentional in practicing kindness.
Yes.
So what other tips can you share, especially with, you know, people like us that are small business owners, a lot of solopreneurs listening to this podcast, maybe just trying to build their business? Mm-hmm. How can the Prophet of Kindness support them?
Well, you know, it is that very thing that as people know that you're kind, what happens is that becomes part of the who you are, right? And so when we discuss who you are, when someone's saying, oh, she's really kind, they're really a great couple, they're wonderful to work with, that is part of your PR profile. That is an important piece of what someone says about you. And that didn't really actually hit me until a very interesting thing happened. You know, in my introduction, and I do a lot of speaking and PR consulting, and one person introduced me, and then he said, and she's got one of the biggest hearts I know. And I went, oh, that, you know, that's sweet, that touched me. 10 years later, I swear to God, to the same stage, different CEO, same company, said the same thing.
Nice.
That's when I realized how important that was part of really who I was, which didn't actually hit me because for me, it's so natural, to be honest. This isn't necessarily natural for everyone, and I understand that. But if it is natural for you, let's start talking about it. You know, warm-hearted, generous. Mm-hmm. Put that as a way that my clients say that I am. Tell people that. That's a beautiful thing. My clients say that I really care about them. That needs to be part of your profile. And when you present to people, let them know that. My clients say, I love that. Because that, or other people say that I am. That's important. Or just straight out, I really care about people. You know,
so I'd love for you to just, because I love what you're saying right now about PR, and maybe just elaborate a little bit on how important it is to brag on yourself. And then people might think that is at odds with kindness or service, but it's not. So say a little bit more about, from a PR perspective, how important it is to brag about yourself.
Yes, well, thank you. And you were in my publicity crash course and you saw the opportunity I gave you all the time to stand up and like claim the greatness of you. The truth is, if you're not going to stand up and claim it, so to speak, I think, you know, like who will, right? So what's important is that as you promote yourself, first of all, I believe you're truly giving a gift to this world. What your skills and talents are as a solopreneur, as a business person, you are giving to others. And in that giving to others, you are doing immediate and natural PR. I mean, the truth is public relations happens from the minute you walk out your door. You're presenting yourself. You've got an image out there. People are saying things about you. You're smiling. You're not smiling. I heard somebody said, Jill, you're always smiling. Yeah, well, what else am I going to do? Cry? And it is a natural, you know, from the heart smile. Like, just smile more. Even if you've got a little bit, put it on and sometimes not always feel it. I mean, I'm not Pollyanna either. But I do think there are times where, especially if you're out, you want to be presenting in the most positive way. Positivity is one of the return on kindness pathways. And people do respond to more positive people. So I think that's really important. And to understand that your PR, people are thinking about you, you're forming an impression. I want it to be the right impression with the right message from the minute you walk out your door. And I know, Manette, you know, we worked on message right away, first out the gate. That is key. And you on this podcast told me about your realtor. That's good PR, by the way. Mentioned her name and said she only works with nice people. That was part of her PR. How wonderful is that? I don't even know if she made that conscious decision, but it is a PR decision, and it's something she's spreading, and you are spreading it for her. That's good PR.
Yeah. Nice. I love that. Cool. That's such a great strategy.
Yeah.
So one of the questions that was really curious. So ahead of time, you know, we usually ask our guests to submit some questions to keep the conversation flowing. And sometimes we use them and sometimes we don't. But there's one on here that has me really curious. And the question is, how do you give first and still create kindness?
Yes. Well, first of all, giving first is one of the most important pieces, right? So when I go network, for example, and I wrote a book called Networking Magic. So I'm an expert in that. And one of the things I'm always looking at is how do I go into a room and who do I help? I call it the who question. Who do I help, right? Mm-hmm. And I also ask another question called who do you know? Which, by the way, is a way for them to give back. It might be something that I need in asking for. I mean, giving, you can also receive. It's a mutual process. But I want you to start giving first. Like, walk into a room and think, how can I help?
Yeah.
What can I give? When you're coming from that place on a daily basis, your life will cycle up. And what you receive back will return so many fold. It's truly amazing, I think. And in ways that, you know, we don't know, might surprise us. It'll be a wonderful referral from somebody. You know, I notice my phone rings with referrals. One, you know, and I'm so grateful for that. And I like to practice, you know, if people talk about random acts of kindness. Yeah. I think we should practice conscious acts of kindness.
I love that.
And what that means, that's the part about giving. So every day, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm at a place where, well, maybe I didn't give anything, you know, I was wrapped up in something, you know, this book launch takes a lot of energy, for example, I will say, how can I give? You know, and in the middle of my book launch, one of my clients needed, a client that had used my consulting services years ago, she, from my publicity course, actually probably same one you were in, recently sent me something. She said, can you just take a quick look at it? Now, the truth is, I'm a consultant. That's how I earn my money. And she and I have a longstanding relationship. She's actually referred numbers of clients to me. And I took a moment in the middle of a very busy book launch, lots of interviews, to look at it. And it was, by the way, on my weekend, on a Sunday at 11. And I sent it back to her with comments. You know, that's for me a way of giving.
Yeah.
So it can be based on your skill set. It can be volunteer work. It can be, how about just helping someone in the street who needs some help, a woman with a stroller? How about buying someone a Starbucks right behind you? You know, fun little things that make a difference and that make people go, wow, oh, that was so nice. I'll give you a great example, if I may. One of my consulting clients, she lives in a place with snow, and she walked.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Well, you know, I'm from Detroit, and I moved out of the snow. What can I say? So I'm like, okay, fine, thanks, snow, but I don't want any. But anyway, she's walking down the street, and this woman was shoveling, and obviously having a bit of a hard time. And Suzanne said, may I help you shovel? And she looked at her, you know, and she goes, well, okay, sure. Probably a little surprised. Yeah. And the next thing you know, the neighbor down the street saw them shoveling, came out, and the three of them shoveled that driveway in a third of the time. Now, the woman, by the way, interestingly enough, called Suzanne up and said, hey, I made some oatmeal cookies. Please come over. I got to feed you some oatmeal cookies. Nice. And then Suzanne's looking for a rental property. And this woman knew another person that she could receive that from. Now, is that kindness? Yeah. Of course it is.
I love that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's simple acts Yeah. Simple acts that make a big difference, but conscious acts.
I love that. So it's such a clear thread.
I wanted to add, I think it's so a lot of wise words here. This is awesome. I think it's important that whether it's from a business perspective or a personal perspective, the kindness is not just for, not just intended for people that you might get money out of. Mm-hmm. It's also kindness towards people that you're paying for a service, or kindness for people outside of that scope, because all of those things come around. The same story that Jill just told could happen if that was one of the people that was serving you, maybe your bookkeeper, or it could happen from a client. So you can apply all of those and need to apply all of those things corporate-wide, life-wide. Don't just be thinking of it in terms of how I could attract my ideal client. But.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, I have a bookkeeper and she's a solopreneur business. You know, she went on maternity leave. I'll tell you the truth, her replacement, less than stellar. It's been hard for me. And, you know, it's interesting because I had to write her a letter that said, here's what's been happening. I didn't want to bother you. I know you're on maternity leave, et cetera. And she wrote me back a letter saying, you know, I'm so sorry. I never would want anything problem with you. I know you've been such a wonderful client. And actually, by the way, I've got her two clients that have generated probably $10,000 or more dollars worth of business, right? So she made it right for me, did what she could in a kind of tough situation. And, you know, I have to tell you, I purposely didn't react first. And I held my words for a bit of time. It was a bit of a rough journey. And, you know, I think the truth in not being reactive is what generated a kinder response. You know, we could have like escalated that and both of us been upset. And I, you know, we've all seen that happen, right? And frankly, I think we've all been probably guilty of it at one point or another in our own lives.
Sure.
Like, I'll tell you, I was on a marketer's cruise. And I saw a woman.
Wait, they have marketer's cruises?
Yes, they do. And I got to tell you two about it. It's so much fun.
Please do.
Yes. So I was at the spa trying to relax. And I saw a woman yelling at the woman behind the desk. I really don't know all the details. I try not to pay too much attention.
Don't want to know.
Exactly. I don't want to know. You know, but the poor woman behind the desk, you know, I think she handled it really well. She said, listen, I'm really trying to help you. I want to make it right, but please lower your tone. Please don't talk to me like that. Let's see what we can do. Now, that to me is an appropriate response and it's a kind response. Yeah. See, being kind, you don't have to be a pushover. You don't have to roll over and be like a wimp. You can be firm. You can have policies and procedures. You can you know, in a nice way, say this was not appropriate. And in times you have to kind of draw the line and, you know, hit the sword, so to speak, and be a bit of a warrior. And that might be the kind thing to do.
Those are such great tips.
I'm not saying roll over. I'm saying be firm, be specific, be focused, and be kind.
Great tips. I love that. Super, super clear. Jill, thank you so much for your time today. I know your book tour is keeping you super busy, super exciting. It's an awesome book. I highly recommend it. It's one of my...
The Profit of Kindness.
Yeah, it's so great. Jill, where can people go to find out more information and where do you want to send them to buy the book?
Well, thank you. Well, check out profitofkindness.com. That's P-R-O-F-I-T, profitofkindness.com. And that will send you toward the book. And as far as if you need any help with your publicity or book publishing, let me know. And for that, you can email me to support@jilllublin.com. Lots of L's in there, J-I-L-L-L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N as in Nancy.com. support@jilllublin.com. Let me know how I might help you.
Put all those links in our show notes as well to make it really easy for people to just click on that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. I haven't finished reading the book, so this really just encouraged me to keep finishing it. I love the story about the guy that started Kind Bars. That was a great one. So we'll just tease people with that one. Go read the book and find out, especially if you're a fan of Kind Bars.
Now I want to go and spend the day being kind to people. This is great.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your kindness. You're both very kind. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Just so great to see you. So we're Brad and Minette with the Path to Profit podcast. We'll see you back again next week. And don't forget, we have our next Creative Business Summit coming up March 24th to 26th in Los Angeles.
We want to see you there.
We do. We'd love to meet you live. You can find out more at pathtoprofitacademy.com/summit. Make it a great day. Go be kind, and we'll see you on next week's show.
Thanks for listening.